Time for the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fastest growing talk conversation anywhere in the nation. You're part of it. Thank you for that. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, big storms rolling through Michigan. I mean, after all, it's June, and that happens pretty much every summer. So please don't panic. Number two, a Flint police officer shot and killed a woman at a Juneteenth event over the weekend. She reportedly took a shot at him first. The officer killed the suspect in the shooting. And number one, because science. That's all you need to know. Because science. Michigan will reopen completely June 22nd. For no apparent reason. But why was that day chosen at random by Governor Gretchen Whitmer? After her back-to-normal plan turned out to be an utter dud? Which is, by the way, is exactly what I told you it would be. Back to normal was the dumbest thing I'd ever heard. We're nowhere near where we were supposed to be back to normal. Because it was in tears, right? 55% of those 16 and older had to have at least one shot for part one to happen. That did happen. Then 60% for part two, but by the time we got there, it was already over, and then 65% for part three, and we wouldn't fully reopen until we reached 70%, which we're nowhere near and may never be. May never be. In fact, as of today, we are not quite at, we're below 61%. I shouldn't say not quite, we're just not at 61% for those 16 and older having at least one shot. But we're opening back up. The problem is we're behind a lot of other states. Indoor and outdoor settings will increase to 100%. It's all happening June 22nd, like I said, Tuesday. Michigan lifting all of its COVID restrictions for capacity, mass gatherings, all of it. We were originally supposed to reopen July 1st. Actually, that's... We're going to reopen fully on July 1st, but actually we weren't going to reopen until late this year. Late this year. I told you based on the numbers we were looking at how slow it was going that we wouldn't get there until maybe October at the earliest when we might, we'll see how my prediction works out if we ever get there. But the COVID case rates, if you are curious, percent positivity, hospitalizations, all plummeting over the past several weeks. Michigan is currently at 23 cases per million, 1.9% positivity rate over the last 7 days. But we were always told that if the positivity rate was above 1%, you'd be in a terrible shape. It's just not true. But now they're trying to gaslight you a bit. Elizabeth Hertel, here's her gaslighting for the day. This is great news and a day all of us have been looking forward to for more than a year. We've said all along the vaccine would help us return to a sense of normalcy. Today we announce that day is here. Let's see. Temporary restrictions for entry. Here's what's not in place anymore. Temporary restrictions for entry into congregate care and juvenile justice facilities. That's gone. Mandatory testing for MDHHS juvenile justice facility staff. Mandatory testing for hospitals and staff centers. Exceptions to temporary restrictions on entry into congregate care. Exceptions to temporary restrictions into entry into certain facilities. Safe housing and housing unstable individuals. Handling of bodily remains. Safe housing for Michigan's homeless. Some protections will remain in place to protect vulnerable populations like long-term care facilities and nursing homes and such. And, you know, gosh, if we had done that to begin with, boy, we would have been in better shape. And by the way, let me just say this. Any job that puts food on the table is an essential job. This idea that they get to pick and choose, this is an essential, and they want to give more free money, does the governor and her administration, to certain people out there and not to others, more free money for our essential frontline workers. I find that irritating. I was called an essential worker because we do this little thing called radio and television and so forth. because I can sit here and communicate with you and tell you about things that are going on and potentially emergencies that I'm essential. Well, you know what? It's true, I'm essential to my family to pay the bills, but I'm no more essential to my family than you are to yours. And to any working person is to theirs who's putting food on the table and a roof over their head and taking care of people. That job is essential. And I find it the most arrogant, condescending position that anyone... We'll decide what's essential. And you can go to hell, too. How about that? Canada is expected to unveil a plan to reopen the border in phases now. The border closure was extended on Friday all the way through July 21st. What happens next, we're not sure. Some people that have not been able to see family and friends in Canada, it's gone on for 15, 16 months now. Trudeau said he wants at least 75% of Canadians to have at least one shot of the vaccine before opening the border. Right now, that country is at 66%. They're short, way short. Fully vaccinated people, if you can prove it, might be able to head into Canada, finally. A lot of businesses rely, and a lot of communities rely strictly on tourism. They have been devastated. Last summer and last fall, gone altogether. Those that run hunting and fishing camps and tourist operations, devastated. The Canadian side of Niagara Falls, devastated. There's just nothing there. A Flint police officer working at a Juneteenth celebration shot and killed a resident Saturday. That's after she drove up to the officer and shot at him at 2:14 in the afternoon. Michigan State Police are investigating. It was called the Champions Parade in honor of the city's athletic greats and community leaders. And it just seems, just roll up and shoot at the cops. That's brilliant. That's going to go well. And by the way, for those of you that are out there driving like I do, I told you I got a ticket here recently. First time in a long time I got a ticket. Law enforcement for more than 30 municipal, county, and state agencies are on the lookout for speeders as part of the Great Lakes High Stakes campaign. Good Lord, get out your wallet. Seems some of these places might be a little short on cash. And they're ready to cash in. All right. Greatly appreciate you being here. By the way, if you picked up the pandemic 20 pounds or 25 or whatever it may have been, or you're just tired of being overweight, you want to feel better about yourself, go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com. My Pure Health Solutions will help you build a custom program to get that weight off from you. The weight that's bothered you for a long time or just recently, doesn't matter. Take it easy on your joints. Maybe help out your diabetes. Get off some of the meds. Lower your blood pressure. And just feel good about yourself. How about that for a change? Go to GruberHealth.com, all right? GruberHealth.com. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, you're welcoming the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.